your listening audience can't see me, but it's been a warm day. And even though the sun is down, it's still kind of humid, and I am a dripping mess. And that's just a fraction of what our soloist, Rainey, is going through right now.
Well,
isn't she marvelous?
She is marvelous, and the orchestra sounded brilliant. Well, it's an incredible opening half, Bernstein and Gershwin on the front lawn of Bruce Moore, and it doesn't get much better than that, and especially on a beautiful but hot night like tonight. These concerts only seem to get better and better every year,
thank you. Bravo.
So you're going to have Rainey come back on the second half. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, usually if we have a soloist, and in most concerts you have the soloist on the first half, and then we finish off in the second. But see, there's a piece by Gershwin I've always wanted to do that's rarely performed, and that's his I Got Rhythm Variations. As you can tell by the Rhapsody in Blue, I mean, Gershwin was a monster pianist, and Rhapsody in Blue is extremely difficult. And about a decade later, he had his big Broadway hit called Girl Crazy, and that's where the tune I Got Rhythm came from. And that was probably, if there was a top 40 back then, that was number one in the hit parade. And he tried to see if he could recapture his success that he had with Rhapsody in Blue with a new showpiece, these Variations on I Got Rhythm. They're fabulous, but I think Rhapsody in Blue sort of sucks up all the oxygen, so all the pianists play Rhapsody in Blue, and it's very rare you get to hear this real treat, and a difficult piece at that, of a pianist performing the I Got Rhythm Variations.
It's going to be very exciting to hear Rainey performing this, and with the Orchestra Iowa Symphony members as well. Well, tell us a little bit about the second half. We just talked about the Gershwin, but Groffé's Grand Canyon Suite. I love that piece, and it's not performed that often.
No, it's not. You see, there's a lot of pieces today that are sort of orphaned, unfortunately, that never get performed. And I would include Rhapsody in Blue in that, as well as the Grand Canyon Suite, despite its overwhelming popularity. Rarely will you find it in a Masterworks concert by an orchestra, because, you know, some people think that's a little too light of fare for a Masterworks concert. I happen to disagree, mind you. And people say, well, it should be on a more popular concert. And in today's business environment, most orchestras do a Pops concert in one rehearsal, just for the sake of economics. There is no way you can perform these works with one rehearsal, whether it's Rhapsody in Blue or the Grand Canyon Suite.
Well, now you have a special thing happening with a new work as well that you've tucked in here.
We have a patron who just adores the symphony. He and his wife, it's Denny and Karen Krall. They decided to commission a work, and our principal trumpet, Andy Clausen, is director of jazz studies at Drake and also is the music director of the Turner Jazz Ensemble. And the thing you need to know about Denny and his wife Karen is that they're ballroom dancers. And for years, when Andy was coming to town for concerts and rehearsals, he would stay with them. And so they commissioned him to write this tango. And about 2 years ago, we performed it at a Christmas concert for the heck of it. And last year, we had a lot of fundraisers, and we auctioned off the opportunity to conduct the orchestra. And Denny, you know, just raised his hand and says, I'm going to do this no matter what. So not only does he get a chance to conduct the orchestra, which is rare, but it's almost unheard of that you get to conduct the orchestra on your own piece like this. So it'll be really fantastic. And as a matter of fact, here is Andy Clausen. We were just talking about you and your piece.
I hope it was good things.
It was good things. Thank you so much for joining us. And tell us a little bit about this piece. Apparently, you're friends with the Krauls.
Denny Krall's on the board, Denny and Karen. And he's an amateur trumpet player. And over the years, they've taken me in into their house, into their lives. And they're just a truly remarkable couple that support the arts. They're artists themselves, and they just have a truly remarkable relationship. They've been married 55 years, going on 56 years, and so Denny wanted to surprise Karen on their 55th wedding anniversary with a piece, and at first we thought a cha-cha, but then with the passion of their relationship, I thought a tango would be better.
Tell us about the tango. Are the trumpets featured?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, he wrote it for himself. There's an extended trumpet solo, and I would expect nothing short of that.
Well, it actually was originally just a big band piece, and I got done early, and so I contacted Tim and said, hey, why don't we surprise them and play it at the holiday Pops concert. And so I spit out an orchestra arrangement and turned out pretty good. And seeing the look on Denny's face when he's conducting it, he's like a kid in a candy shop.
It's pretty fun.
Well, the first half was wonderful, and I know the second half is going to be wonderful. Orchestra Iowa's music director and conductor, Dr. Tim Hankowich, along with Drake University professor of trumpet and jazz studies, composer, and principal trumpet with Orchestra Iowa, Dr. Andrew Claussen. Gentlemen, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Break a leg for the second half, and thank you so much for doing this today.
Thanks much.
Well, we are coming to you live from the front lawn of Bruce Moore Mansion in Cedar Rapids, and we're so fortunate to have Bruce Moore's Director of Community Engagement, Tara Richards, joining us. And thank you so much tonight for coming to IPR's table, Tara.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
So give us the scoop about Bruce Moore and why it's so special.
Absolutely. Bruce Moore was built in the 1880s. By a widower as a home for her family. And in the 130 years since Bruce Moore was built, it's really become a home for the community. So today we utilize it to partner with other area cultural organizations and hold events to invite the community to come and see us.
Now this is kind of a special deal because it's only one of 26 in the nation that holds this special historic preservation.
Absolutely. Bruce Moore is Iowa's only National Trust historic site. So that makes it pretty special to have right here in the middle of Iowa.
And there have been three families, and the last owner was the one who signed it up for the historic preservation.
Margaret Hall wanted to leave the home as a gift for the community, and we're so glad that she did. I just can't believe that she would imagine what it's become today.
Now, you have so many activities like classics, concerts, opera, children, gardening, and you have holidays.
The holidays is a great time to visit. We decorate all three floors of the mansion with decorations in almost every single room. So definitely come and visit during that time.
You have one that has music and one that's just a regular mansion tour.
So the home has a 1920s Skinner Player pipe organ, which is one of the last remaining residential pipe organs in the country. And so we play that on Sundays and Thursday evenings.
And you're redoing the Skinner organ too, aren't you?
It is actually in Chicago right now being preserved, so that way we can have it for the holiday season. And the construction itself is unique. The pipes are on the third floor, the blower motors in the attic, and the console's on the first floor.